With recent heavy snows followed by below normal temperatures, it may not feel like spring in interior Alaska, but there are signs of the new season, like the emergence of woodchucks from hibernation.
Traditionally, they emerge end of March or the beginning of April, and sure enough, there were the tracks.
Department of Fish and Game biologist Mark Ross has been observing wildlife at Creamersfield Refuge in Fairbanks for 22 years. Ross says he spotted woodchuck prints in deep fresh snow at the refuge March 22nd.
They just kind of waddle through it, and their tracks are very apparent, and this is one of the first initial signs of spring.
Mark Ross's observations actually constitute a pretty important longitudinal study of when they emerge from hibernation.
University of Alaska Fairbanks biology professor and curator of mammals at UA's Museum of the North, Link Olson, studies woodchucks and their cousins, hoary marmots, which inhabit alpine areas like the White Mountains north of town. Olson says it's not known exactly what triggers the animals to come out of hibernation.
But in the case of woodchucks, we think it's a combination of genetic factors. So there's a hardwired component to how long they hibernate and when they emerge from hibernation. But it's also influenced by latitude and temperature.
After many months of hibernation, about 6 for woodchucks and up to 9 for hoary marmots, Olson says the males come out first, surviving on stored fat as they look for mates. As woodchucks and other wildlife, including thousands of migratory birds, populate Creamer's Refuge, Ross urges users of the area's popular trails to keep their dogs leashed. I'm Dan Bross.